At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, lots of details still missing at this point. So to help us fill in the gaps, Simon Marks joins us live now from Washington, D.C. Simon, good to see you on the show today. So no deal yet, but lots of optimism from President Trump. So what are the key issues that he must resolve and what's on his mind? I mean, what's, you know, his calculations, you know, that he must make before committing the U.S. to various things, particularly that security guarantee?
Yeah, look, I think the day has wrapped up here with almost as many questions outstanding as we were facing when the day began. I mean, as soon as the meetings were over, President Trump took to social media to insist that an agreement had been struck that security guarantees for Ukraine will be provided by the Europeans in coordination with the United States, although he provided no detail on what that means. He also indicated that he had telephoned Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. The European leaders were not, by the way, in the room for that call, and that they had agreed, according to Donald Trump's social media feed, that the Russian leader and President Zelensky will now meet face to face, just themselves, one on one. And then there would be a subsequent trilateral meeting that would include President Donald Trump. Now, the Kremlin is raising questions about whether that was, in fact, the outcome of the call. A top Kremlin aide briefing Russian media has said that there has simply been an agreement to beef up lower-level negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. And the Kremlin aide, Yuri Ushakov, very close to Vladimir Putin, offered absolutely no indication that Vladimir Putin had personally agreed to participate in any kind of meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky. The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, briefing reporters at the end of the day here, said that the meetings had exceeded expectations, although that could be a reflection of just how low expectations were going into these meetings. He also said that he was skeptical about the prospects for a face-to-face meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky, and he indicated that European leaders are going to be coordinating very closely over the next several days as they return from Washington to their home cities and digest what took place behind those White House walls here today.
And Simon, we know that Ukraine and Europe have again pressed for a ceasefire before any peace deal. But Mr. Trump no longer believes it's necessary. What's driving his switch in stance, and would it jeopardize the talks?
Well, if you remember just a week ago when President Trump was planning to meet Vladimir Putin in Alaska, he said that if he didn't get a ceasefire deal from Vladimir Putin, he would be deeply disappointed and very severe consequences would follow for Russia, presumably more sanctions. Those threats evaporated the second the Alaska summit came to an end without any kind of an agreement. And over the weekend, President Trump started articulating the argument that you don't need a ceasefire before you begin full-scale peace talks. He says that of the six wars that he claims to have resolved since January, he's done it all without negotiating any ceasefires. But that flies in the face of reality because, of course, the India-Pakistan skirmish that the United States helped pacify ended with a ceasefire. The same can be said for the standoff between Thailand and Cambodia in recent weeks that the United States helped to broker a resolution to. But it was a ceasefire, not a full-scale end of enmity between those two countries. So German Chancellor Friedrich Merz was outspoken in that meeting today, saying there's got to be a ceasefire because how can the Ukrainians be expected to negotiate the future of their country while they are coming under Russian attack? President Trump seemed absolutely unmoved by that interjection by the German Chancellor.
Simon, nice talking to you this morning. Thanks as always. Simon Marks, live there from Washington, D.C.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.